Good morning, Charlene.
Yeah.
Hi, Charlene. It's Aaron calling you from MMA Legal. How are you?
Not too great, Aaron.
Oh, no. What's happened?
I've not had any confirmation from you.
Yeah, okay, Charlene. Just before I go into things, can I just get you to confirm your address and date of birth, please?
Yeah, it's 12 Butch Crescent.
Yes.
PH26LD. And date of birth, 31/8/73.
Thank you very much for confirming that. So, Charlene, as I last advised on the previous phone call that we had, we are just waiting for your records to come back. So once they have come back...
Aye, but they should have been back now, and I should have still had a letter legally, like, saying who you are. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're just, like, a phone number to me. Like, do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? I have no idea who you are. And it does concern me how certain questions have been asked. I just don't trust anybody, Aaron. It's just the way it is, you know what I mean?
Sorry, I am unfortunate.
I've had more shit over the weekends and the coercive control. The paedophilia in this town is awful.
Yeah, of course.
This is bigger than what I thought it was. The manipulation, the lies, the cover-ups. Trying to plant evidence in my house. I can see it all. Not happening. This house belongs to a local drug dealer that's in the jail.
Yeah.
It wasn't registered when it was sold from the council. It didn't belong to the council. It did, and then it wasn't. Then it was sold twice after that, out with this family of Malcolm. Right. They haven't registered this house. This house is worth £200,000 now. The council said that they bought it for £122,000. That's bullshit. And they would have registered it if everything was up above board. Do you know what I mean?
Church,
the council, the man that actually produced the sperm that I came from is a Mason, and he's a crooked paedophile as well. Jeffrey Epstein has been involved with Perth and Kinross and this church and the phone calls to Bannockburn. Now, I've told everybody this. I've been to the Metropolitan Police. I've also went to the BBC. Now, see this thing about trying to block people that are under 16? All that is to quieten up and hide what is actually going on throughout the paedophilia in this government.
Can you send me your...
Yeah.
And the SNP are at it, as we already know, that they've had charges. The man was looking at my house. Was sacked from the council for embezzlement and then reinstated 6 months later. Well, unfortunately, I'm still living in this house. You know what I mean? I'm still with my wife to me. And I'm not putting up with the intimidation of the police coming up and down my street. The amount of people that have asked me this weekend, what are you doing for the football? I don't do anything. I'm in my house 24/7. I don't appreciate the police coming down here in a van. There was a police in it. And when I phoned Scotland, hundreds of times, and I get a subject access request back that doesn't say anything about the paedophilia that my daughter was involved in, that doesn't want to speak about it, that was covered up with the police. Because the policeman is involved.
Yeah,
doctors are involved. They did to me what you did to my mother. They took their daughter away. No, stops here. Stops right here now. So I've been to BBC and I've blown this up. It's going everywhere now. But I need confirmation from you of who you are and our interactions with the information I've given you.
Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll send you an email. It's your email of Shale Taylor.
No, I need it in paper for him, if that's all right.
Yep, okay, yeah, I can sort that with my manager and get a letter sent out to yourself. Obviously, what we solely are focused on here, Shailene, is the Scottish Redress Scheme. So it's all about your time in care and what happened to you during, your time in care.
Yeah, I know that. I can that. But the Scottish Redress Scheme, John Sweeney comes from Perth, and he parades his sorry arse on that telly at the football, hiding paedophilia. It's not happening. It's not happening. And if it actually kills me, I will reveal them all. From this church at the bottom of my road, the nursing home, Anne Gogue is bringing in people from foreign countries hiding under a charity that my parents and myself have given money to my whole life, from as far as I can remember. And it's all child. Guild of Service, Guild of Service Eastern Division, is paedophilia hidden in protecting women and girls, standing on street corners protecting women and girls. No, you aren't. No, they are not. They're manipulating, they're bullying, taking advantage, they're raping. And then when people try to shout out about it, they get killed in a car. No, absolutely not. Now, I don't know if you are involved with them or not, but I've got to listen. I've got every single person, that I've seen in my life over the last 8 years, which isn't very many, but every single one of them have an agenda. An agenda to remove me from this house, because this house is not a registered house. It doesn't belong to the council. It belongs to the
floor.
And when the police and Perth shoot on my address, they get to every single department. I mean everything. I mean the optician, the dentist, the vet, everything, every single thing, to say I am a drug dealer. No, I am not. The drug dealer car belongs to the man that owns the house, who persists in getting all his family to park wherever they want. This my care, Palava, whatever it's called, care of people. My care is a company that's absolutely diabolical. They don't care about anybody. They're taking people that are foreign and they're going in those houses with these vulnerable adults, and they're abusing them, and they're not allowed to say anything. They've got to turn a blind eye, or their visas will be revoked. They don't say anything because the higher powers own everything. Well, they don't own me, I'm afraid. And I'm not loyalty to nobody. Absolutely nobody. To my dead mama, it's where my loyalties are. And my dead dad, the next one, the adopted one. Not the one that is a mason in Stirling that wiggles his little finger and gets what he wants. And also my brother, who's a counsellor in Rye and Hastings, who's also around vulnerable people. That man's a rapist also. And it's always vulnerable people that they're around. He's also a radio DJ, just like Jimmy Savile was. The predators are hidden in plain sight.
Yeah.
Like, you have a life here. So the sooner you can chase this up and do something about this. I feel like you'd heard that Epstein victim. I feel like her, waiting to get taken out by the establishment. And my gut feeling for a year has been right. It's taken me years. It's taken me 50-odd years. I'm sorry if you're sighing, but it's my life.
No, I'm not sighing. I'm listening to you, and I understand
you. You need to realise, I've given you permission to get all my private stuff. And here we are 8 weeks later, Arna, and I've not had a thing through the door for you.
Of course, Shirley, I do understand that, and this is a long process. This is a very long process. You've still got
paperwork to do. You still need to keep in touch with me via paperwork. And I just have a funny feeling that you, Arnie, maybe who you are working on behalf of. And I've just given you all my information. So what is the update on the information? Because you should have had it by now.
So this is what I am saying to you, Shailene. So on the 21st of May is when we've sent off your requests for institutions, which includes your doctors, the councils, the Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry, Police Scotland. They were all sent out, I can see it right in front of me, on the 21st of May. They're not due to come back until at least the deadline of 20th of June. So we still do have another 5 days before then.
Wait a minute, you just contacted me way before that.
we contacted you, I can see here, and it was myself who spoke to you on the 13th of May. So it's been the 13th on 1 week later.
No, I spoke to Billy from your company before that.
Yeah, you've spoken to Billy on the 20th of April, but Billy hasn't done that initial investigation call like I did. Billy was gathering your details, and then you get passed over to myself, and we then go into detail, and I remember we had like an hour and 45 minute phone call. And so I do remember it all, and that was on the 13th of May. A week later, we've gone and then requested for your records. So this is the bit where it does take time. Once we've got your records back, we will be back in touch with you. We'll discuss your records with you, and then we'll be able to get a full and detailed witness statement of yourself, and then present that with your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme and put your case forward. But it's just this stage at the minute, which is the time process and kind of moments where we're sat and waiting for records to come back. So, as I said, we've still got another 5 days until that deadline is due. And my DCR team, my subject access request team, they'll be chasing that up if we haven't received nothing.
What about the council with the lack of repairs? Now, I know when repairs take time, you get that, but 8 years is a piss take.
Yeah, unfortunately,
that I won't be funded for that. I don't want to live in this house anymore. I don't want to be in a corrupt area where my every single move is getting monitored. And I don't go out my door, so they're clutching at straws. I go out my door if I'm going to the dentist or the doctor. I'm actually scared to tell folk if I've got a doctor's appointment nowadays, in case I'm hot with a bus when I get there.
Yeah.
No, I contacted Scotland. They've done absolutely all. They're involved in it. They're the ones that I reported the paedophile to. And my daughter was 12.
Yeah, no,
exactly that day, and that police woman's exact words were, "I can't tell you if he's a paedophile, but he's definitely grooming her." Now, you know, and I know exactly what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah, the police have covered this up, but policeman, who got friendly with my ex-husband and my daughter, is not a legit policeman. He's dodgy, very, very, very creepy and dodgy. He's taken my daughter into a house that is from the Black Watch Army veterans, and it has a cannabis farm in it.
Yeah.
This is the man that I was expected to protect my daughter and to protect my parents when the police failed, and yet this man's been in our life for years. Now, I don't know what, and that man's dead now. That man died 3 months after I put in a subject access request. I think he knew what was coming. And I know a paedophile when I see one.
Yeah.
I've been around them long enough, and the church has covered all this up. When I was in school, we were getting picked up from school. I was 15. We were getting picked up by a bus driver and taken to his house, me and my friend, and he was sleeping with both of us. We were virgins. This man worked in the buses. And my father found out, and my dad went to his door, and we spoke to the minister about it. And did the police get called? No, nobody called the police. Not one person called the police. And there's also a paedophile hanging about school now.
Yeah, see, I do understand it, and I can only apologise for the fact that right now, all we can focus on is the Scottish Redress Scheme. The things outside the scheme in regards to your house and what the police are doing to you and everything like that is unfortunately that's out of our scope of work. We're just solely here to get you compensated for what has happened to you during care.
And anything. What's
that, sorry?
They're going to heal me from this because I've got this nervous system that is completely shattered and my doctor won't even acknowledge it. They say I've got anxiety. They won't acknowledge it because they can't, because they are the ones that are hidden up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no. I do understand it. And it's not until obviously we get your doctor's records back, we can see what's being listed and noted. But until then, you know, it's literally just a waiting game until we receive your records. But what I'll do is I'll get a letter sent out to yourself as a matter of urgency, just obviously for your own reassurance, just so you can see in black and white who we are.
It's not personal, Aaron. What it is I can't trust. I'm like, this is me. I don't have to lie. Everyone's bad enough. Do you know what I mean? I just think I've spoke to too many people about and actually been put in my life to find out what is going on. But for the other side, not for the goodness of what's going on.
Yeah.
So they can adjust things. I'm not having it. Like, not a chance.
Yeah.
And this home is connected as well. The home is run by the church, by the same woman that traffics the kids.
Yeah.
She traffics them. And Gogh, she owns Stagecoach from Perth. They've already been investigated before. I can't go anywhere. I've nowhere to go. My birth mother is dead, so where am I supposed to go?
No, I am sorry you're in a situation like that, and if I could help you, honestly, I really would, because I can say just take one day at a time. That's all you can do. It's just take one day at a time and try and get the best of every day.
Okay.
And as I said, I'm going to send you a letter out just so you can see exactly who we are and what we're doing for you, so you've got that reassurance. But as I said, anything outside of this Scottish Redress Scheme is unfortunately something that we can't include or involve with this scheme. It would have to be possibly a civil case yourself to be opened to take action on, the councils, the church.
That's why you speak to the police about this, about, making allegations. Like, I did get raped from an ex-partner who does work in the council. I've told the police all this. Told everybody, and they won't even take it as, like, serious. It's like, I'm trying to tell you that there has been a crime. There's been several crimes.
Yeah.
And they're just not interested, because obviously they're police. The man that was in the Perth, head of Perth Police, is in the church.
Yeah.
He would have been, 30-year-old when I got strip searched at 15. No, it's not happening. I'm not hiding away. And I'm bringing this to the attention of everybody. And then the police come to my door, and actually, if my ex-husband and my daughter hadn't come down, because I said to them, I said, the police are going to come and lift me. They're going to come and lift me. And they did. They came to my door. Because I said I was going to walk their sneaky little paedophilia group.
Yeah.
But, and I said, don't even try to manipulate my words. I meant blow up the whole secrecy thing, not as in blow up with a bomb.
Yeah.
They're actual intimidating arseholes. I mean, it's like, don't try and intimidate a woman.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
No, I do understand, and I understand your frustration behind it all and what you're surrounded by at the minute. All I can do on my behalf is reassure you of what we're doing for you, and trying to get the best out of this case for you.
I feel like I need to go into hiding. I really do. I feel like I need to go into hiding.
Yeah, no, I understand. But don't. My advice would be don't. Do you know what I mean? You're a good person in itself.
I've had the other day, I forgot to even tell you this. The other day, there was a man came to my door. I know the way I can describe him. I'm no racist. He looked like he was just come off a boat. And he was at my door, and he'd phoned me the day before, and I had turned his call. And I said, I don't know who you are. He phoned me at 9:30 or whatever time it was.
Yeah.
And this was 5:00. And he sounded calm when he answered. And I said, well, tell me who you are. He said, no, tell me your name. I said, no. And then the next morning, he turned up at my door with his shoulder. And I was like, who are you? And I said, wait, I'm going to get the phone, because he didn't feel right. I felt dodgy. And I was looking away. This is his car. But these immigrants are working for this company, but they're not going to be working. They're not even in this country.
Yeah.
And they're employing them, and it's like intimidation to get me to leave.
Yeah, no, I do. I understand this.
I can't tell the police about that, because they're not interested.
Yeah.
So what am I to do?
I honestly, seriously can't advise what's best to do. It's just, yeah, it's a very sticky situation, isn't it? As I said, all I can do is advise you on what we're focusing on your case. And yeah, you know, to the best of our ability, putting in the hard work for you.
See all these legal people that we speak to, right? Should they not actually be concerned that the child trafficking, this isn't the only phone call you've had?
Yeah, we thought.
So how could these
authorities
bring this up and make us aware? You know, these people have got legal.
Well, I mean,
it's clear.
Yeah.
Like, all these people take an oath. I don't work for I don't work for any establishment. I can't get out my door. Never mind work. Do you know what I mean? So these people take an oath. And to me, they're compliant in it if they don't report it. That means they're compliant. If they're not reporting it and they know about it, they're compliant in it.
Yeah.
That's what concerns me.
That's exactly it, and that's why obviously this
but that includes you as well, Aaron. That includes you as well. I mean,
it's,
that includes you because you're a local, you're in an authoritative body, right? You take an oath when you do all your training and everything. You take an oath, and when there's phone calls coming in about child trafficking in Scotland, you know, and I'm not the only one. I am not, and I know you know. So how come the police aren't getting informed? Why is nobody shouting about this? Why is an adult not taking responsibility that is in a place of, well, we'll listen to him because he's a slaughter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather than being a deluded, middle-aged weirdo that doesn't care where she is. Because that's, don't take my word for it, but yous have got authority.
We have, and we have to a degree. We can't just keep going to the police and phoning on the client's behalf because the police will tell us that they'd want to speak to you, and that's exactly what, like, you know, like you've said already, like you've gone to the police and tried
but
to.
But they've not registered all this on the paper. Like 13 years ago, I had them. It was me that phoned them about my daughter.
Yeah.
And our pal going to the paedophile's house, and the man was taking them into the bedroom and showing them on the computer about dogs and giving them sweeties and said that he missed his grandkids. It was me that reported that. And the police came up, and I was going absolutely off my head. And I was like, you need to do something about this. This is when she's down at her dad's, not at my house. I did my best, and I always have done my best for my kids and my mum and dad.
Yeah, of course, I understand that.
And that's because I've been around this establishment my whole life, and I'm not a silly little girl.
Yeah.
I'm a 52-year-old woman that's actually just woke up in the last year, and it's like, what the actual fuck? And everybody that's involved in a church, if you've got to work with these churchy places, right, you must be involved in a church. Well, I was. But I'm not turning the other cheek. Not a chance.
Yeah.
Not a chance. My two sisters are dead because of this. I'm 1 of 10 because my dad, what, did he sell me? He was a dodgy Mason that's involved in the corruptness with everyone. Masons own this house. Masons are in this town. This is what they do. Everything is underhanded because the Masons, well, they're not above the law.
Yeah, no, I feel like everything's a victim. Yeah.
The way she felt, I feel like it's like every single time it comes on the news, I am triggered because Epstein was involved with Anne Gogue, who runs these charities, even on our own son, Jonathan. I knew Jonathan before he hung himself. I know how he hung himself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Got the Nazi
it's not ideal for you. It's not, and to be around it, I can only imagine the discomfort that you're feeling. We're making track as much as we can to strengthen your case in doing the best of our ability. So once these records be in contact with you to discuss what's been disclosed to ourselves and see if there's any missing pieces from what you can make a recollection of. Until then, Shirlene, it's just a nightmare, but it's a waiting game, unfortunately. But I get that letter.
You know what, I'm setting the dock, just, do you know what I mean? Waiting for a car to stop. I've got cars that stop during the night outside my house. Outside, and they keep the engine running. And I hear them, because I know I've been in the street for 8 years. There's nobody comes into this street unless they're going to the nursing home.
Yeah.
Everybody shuts their blinds at 8 o'clock in this street because they're all old.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'm supposed to be the one that's protecting all the old people. Yeah, I'm getting victimised by them because they're getting coerced by council members. That's not acceptable.
No, of course not.
And the whole red dress thing, he does involve extra. So,
yeah,
either get back to you quickly or it goes public quicker, end of, because I've already been in contact with the BBC.
Yeah. Well, let us get this letter processed for yourself, Shirlene, and it'll be sent out to you within the next couple of days. So you should receive that, and then you'll have that reassurance of who we are.
And when you get that subject access, well, request thing and that, you'll send me a copy of it, all right?
We can send you a copy by all means, but we'll give you a call as well to go through them. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So there's 8 subject access requests being sent on yourself.
Yeah.
Who have they been sent to?
So they've been sent to your doctors, which is Drumhar Health Centre.
Sorry?
Drumhar Health Centre.
Why?
So that's your doctors, and then you've got Perth and Kinross Council, Dundee City Council, Clackmannanshire Council, Stirling Council Archives, Police Scotland, and the Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry.
Right. Oh. Okay.
Okay. So once they've all been received, we'll be back in contact with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, no worries, Shirlene. Thank you very much for your call, and I hope you have a lovely day.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Bye now. Bye bye.